This is the Composer's Datebook for September 20th. I'm John Burge. When it comes to Russian music in Paris, the name Sergei Diaghilev comes first to mind. In the early years of the 20th century, that famous Russian impresario saw to it that not only the new music of Stravinsky was performed in the French capital, but also a historical panorama of earlier Russian works, including Mussorgsky's opera Boris Godunov. But even before Diaghilev, Russian music figured prominently at the famous Universal Expositions held in Paris in the latter 19th century. On today's date in 1878, for example, Tchaikovsky's Waltz Scherzo for violin and orchestra received its premiere at an exposition concert conducted by the composer's compatriot Nikolai Rubinstein. In addition to this brand new work, Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto and symphonic fantasia The Tempest were also performed. Tchaikovsky, meanwhile, was back home in Russia, curious to know how his works fared in Paris. He wrote to a friend, "Have you been to any of the Russian concerts in Paris? According to some newspapers, my compositions were a great success. To others, a failure. I cannot get at the truth." Fortunately, when Rubinstein returned to Russia, he was able to report firsthand that Tchaikovsky's music had indeed been very well received. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.